Right now, it's showtime.
It's Dave.
And Mahoney.
Gotta be Mahoney.
Yeah, Dave!
Right, man, Dave.
And Mahoney.
Never mind that shit. Here comes Dave and Mahoney.
Well, hello, friends, and thank you for joining us. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, the bad news is that I don't know why, because I don't think I've ever experienced this before in my entire life, that the owls are going crazy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this has been a theme for weeks now. And again, I don't know, in the history of us doing this show together, Mahoney, the past 15 years, have we ever done owl stories with any sort of regularity?
Not on a regular basis.
I think
Dave,
you can probably count the stories that we've done about owls on a single hand over all of those years, mm-hmm. until recently.
Now we're the Owl News Show.
We are your official Owl News source. The owls, again, going nuts. This one is coming to us from a chimney service in New Hampshire. They were called by a customer who reported that an unidentified animal had been in their chimney for at least a couple of days. And when the guy got out there, he said, "Holy crap, there's an owl in there."
Oh.
That He said, holy crap.
Like, I mean,
if there was like a moose in your chimney.
It's a bird. That happens.
Cow, but an owl in a chimney.
Well, wait.
So that's not it. So this owl.
I was going to say, this is dumb.
This owl not able to fly. And I don't know if it was like injured in the chimney or somehow like somebody just took a non-flying owl and like, you know, chucked it up there like Dr. J. And
it had to have been hurt because all owls fly. They're not chickens.
Yeah. But there's another one. And this one comes to us from Ontario. 4 people treated at a hospital after they were attacked by a great horned owl at a park. The owl attacked 2 other people. They did not need medical attention. The park staff determined the owl may have been injured itself, but couldn't exactly put a finger on why.
Were they tiny and looked like rodents?
Yeah, it was a furry convention.
Were they mice? Were they mice people?
So I don't know if there are more owl stories out there, Dave.
I have one more here, yeah.
Oh, there's a third?
There's a third one, yeah. Animal rescuers in Ohio reported a carbon monoxide leak in a family's home. Turned out to have an unusual cause. Another owl stuck in a chimney.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Harry Potter.
I know, right?
And what are these fat-ass owls stuck in chimneys?
I thought owls were really smart. Owls regularly get stuck in chimneys?
It might have just been perched and took a little owl snooze, fell over. Boom. I don't know. I'm trying to give this owl an escape here, but
it's like the UFO thing a couple of weeks ago. You remember when the world was going crazy? There's all these objects that are flying out there, and then you're like, oh, wait, we're just looking for things now that we previously weren't.
So you think we're just much more aware of owl situations?
I think we've got some, I think we've got an owl propagandist in the other room producing these owl stories, Dave.
The owl in the room with us now.
Who is he?
Excellent.
You're fired, Jordan.
some good news today
That's
well.
That's where you say, I'll see my way out. But you missed it. And that's why you're fired.
Ah! Some good news today as well. Triplets that were born
God.
4.5 months.
Can you imagine
are
that?
Are doing great.
Wait, what happened?
They were born triplets.
Okay.
You know, 9 months of pregnancy is kind of the norm. 4.5 months in. So they're 22 weeks into the pregnancy.
And they lived?
And they lived. And they're 121 days before their due date. Which also,
they were born as Polly Pockets.
Kind of good for mom.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you're carrying triplets. Like, whoop. Okay, they're cool. Yeah, they're good. They're doing great.
I mean, the fact that science can, you know, save babies like that is wild, and I am here for this.
The triplets did spend several months in neonatal ICU before they were cleared to go home. But the babies, you said that they were born as little pocket babies. The babies weighed a combined 6.24 pounds at birth.
That's nuts.
Combined.
Wow.
See, and then the hospital's going to be like charging them for diapers. Man, I'm so glad that they are safe and sound and at home now, but I just know that those babies' bills, you're going to be like working and like, it's like child labor. You're going to be working at 10 to pay off the fact that you're alive right now.
Well, luckily there's 3 of you, so, you know.
Triple the work.
You're like half a NASCAR pit team.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
think we've all experienced it where you're driving down the road and all of a sudden you realize, oh, there's something in the road, got to swerve around it. You know, sometimes there's the rogue ladder. We've seen that before where those go flipping down the road sometimes.
Trash cans. Toilets, yeah. Couches.
For sure, all that stuff.
And a lot of shoes.
Yeah, I mean, shoes not so scary. Couch, scary when you're traveling down the interstate.
Rogue couches, yeah, terrifying. Rogue or couch. Mattress. Yeah. Seen a lot of mattresses.
A mattress. We had that happen to a friend of ours, Andy, who listens to the show all the time. He was driving down the road in his truck and somebody had just lost a mattress off the back of their truck because they're probably moving and didn't secure it well. And it went underneath his truck because he didn't have time to swerve around it. And it caught his whole truck on fire.
Yeah, it got wrapped up in the...
burned it to the ground.
That's terrifying.
Like the drive shaft or whatever it was, and then just... Ooh,
yeah, so he pulls off into a gas station to try to... Gas station, dang it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, oh, well, this sucks, but I'm going to figure out how to get this thing off of my vehicle. Then he realized, oh, it had started a fire and didn't have enough time to get the thing out, and the whole truck went down. It's crazy. But there's situations where you have to swerve. That's bad. Your truck catches on fire.
Worse.
Much worse. And then the situation that happened, this is north of Los Angeles. This week, there is a Kia Soul that's just driving down the road.
Oh, that was a Kia Soul?
It was a Kia Soul. And you couldn't really tell because it all happens pretty quickly, but it's driving kind of like right next to a larger truck, like a Chevy Silverado that has what looks to be like modified tires, like bigger post-market tires.
You're putting
on the vehicle.
Mod tires on a Kia Soul?
No. On the Chevy Silverado.
I was like, what?
If you had a jacked up Kia Soul, you'd kind of deserve
cool
this.
Cool as hell, nah, man.
Nah, man.
No.
Totally standard Kia Soul, just sort of minding their own business.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, the front driver side tire of the Chevy Silverado totally comes off. I mean, like, it came off the actual
Very
axle.
Similar to like a semi-truck.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you're driving, and I don't know if like the lug nuts weren't secured for whatever reason, but this thing just pops off, and so it shoots off to the side. And credit to the guy or gal that was driving the Silverado, like they didn't lose control; they just kind of quickly hit the brakes because they realized their tire had just flown off. But they stayed in their own lane. Unfortunately, the tire did not, and so it just goes rolling over because it's a tire in motion into the other lane where the Kia Soul is, and it's just such a freak accident. The Kia Soul hits it straight on, and it launches the Kia Soul over 10 feet in the air, the entire car. And the thing just comes crashing down and flipping all over the place. Driver walks away totally untouched.
Really?
But little insult to injury. So the tire, after it launches his Kia Soul in the air...
I mean, high.
Keeps it real high. Like, much higher than the actual height of the Chevy Silverado that it was next to. It goes rolling back, and then I guess it hits another car, and then rolls forward the other way and hits the Kia Soul again.
I mean, the fact that this Kia Soul caught this much air. So, many years ago, when Nitro Circus was around, I got to do one of those, stunts with them for the radio.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
And they, put us in, a dune buggy or something, and then, we jumped a ramp.
Right.
You know, I mean, obviously I wasn't driving, but I was a passenger in it, and it was scary as hell, but it was still maybe 15 feet in the air. This Kia Soul got that kind of air. I am petitioning the fine folks at Nitro Circus next time you do a tour.
No, Kia Souls aren't cool enough for Nitro Tour.
Do it in a Kia.
They weren't until now.
That's what I'm saying. This is the most play a Kia Soul's gotten in its entire lifetime. It was like the hamster in this.
It was the hamster driving. So.
This is Dave and Mahoney. Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
Of all the fast food establishments in the country, which one do you think is the absolute worst to work at? My vote is Hardee's. Everyone just seems so depressed working there.
Message deleted.
I think it really depends on
the
owner, the area, all of that stuff.
Because White been Castle in some, at 2 a.m. in St. Louis,
oh,
the worst.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in some Burger Kings where you're like, I think this is run by zombies.
Anywhere that's not brand new.
Yeah.
If it's not brand new, excited to be their manager. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that could even be pretty annoying because they micromanage too.
Man. The McDonald's near my house, young guy, he's about it. He's about that managerial life, runs a tight ship.
Okay, so the
you
worst.
Know him?
Yeah.
You're familiar with the manager?
Yeah.
At your McDonald's near your house? Okay.
My road dog.
Okay.
I feel like the worst for me, though, if you were to even take it as a clean place, tight ship, good area, it has to be like a Long John Silver's.
Long John
Silver's. Smells.
Has to be like a Captain D's.
Captain D's.
Yeah, I mean, seafood, fast food, these are two things that should not exist.
And listen, I'm trashy. That was like my once a year treat. Like, I would just go full blown trash, and I just think it would be horrible. You're right, Mahoney. You just smell like fish all day. Yeah.
I love eating it. Taco Bell. It's delicious. It's fast. It's pretty affordable. But man, there's something sad about just getting a bag full of meat. I mean,
and just pouring it into
a bag full of ground beef that's just gooey and gross and just.
See, I feel like out of all the fast food freakouts that we feature on the show, Taco Bell isn't represented all the time.
That's
because you
F around, you find out at Taco Bell.
I think that's because everybody's stoned.
Chill. Yeah.
Everybody's high. They're throwing their tacos.
Yes. Or they're just drunk and they have the Uber driver handling all of their business. Yeah. You know what I mean? Your they are the middleman. They're the plug.
Your delightful little chauffeur that's just getting you hooked up.
Please leave a message after the tone.
There are 22 stars in the Paramount logo. I'm just waiting for pub trivia night one day where that'll be the question that wins me $100.
Message deleted.
You think that's true?
22 stars?
I'm sure this guy looked
cares?
It up. This guy had to have looked it up before.
I like that he's like, I'm just waiting for the night that pub trivia makes me.
He's wrong.
He's wrong?
He's wrong. Well, I don't know. Maybe he's right because there's two different things. There's one that says 22. The other one says 24.
Okay. Either way, I like that he's been waiting for his pub trivia night so he could display his knowledge. But simultaneously could not wait and decided to call and leave us a message about that. Thanks, buddy.
So
the 22, there's so many different ones. Like here's 22, 23, 24, but whatever. The 22 stands for the first original 22 actors that they had like under their umbrella when the studio system was going in Hollywood
that
back
is
then.
Interesting. So they used
stars.
To hire actors?
Like radio.
Really?
Yeah. So
I
you would
didn't
own,
know
you would
that.
Be a Paramount actor, you would be a Warner Brothers actor, and they paid you nothing. Like that's the thing about
just take advantage of you.
Like think about even
unless
like,
you became a big star.
Even then, you had to switch studios traditionally for that to happen. But even think about like athletes. Man, you think about athletes back even in like the 60s. Made, like, I mean, there was, like, million-dollar contracts. And even though, like, inflation and dollars weren't worth whatever, but, like, they didn't have contracts the way that we have contracts right now. Like, the you know, you look at, like, a Patrick Mahomes signing a $300 million deal. And you're
right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, you compare that to somebody who was great not that long ago. And, you know, like, Peyton Manning made $248 million throughout his entire career. Yeah. And he played forever.
See,
a single deal for Patrick
Mahomes. To me, that feels reasonable. These like crazy deals are getting a little out of hand. They're getting a little crazy.
Like $30 million a year.
The market speaks, man. Like that money, these guys are putting their lives on the line, as we saw with that young man from Buffalo, you know, earlier this year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is crazy what these guys are doing. Pay them their money. If people are willing to pay that money, then go.
Did
what
you already
the
forget
other
that kid's name?
I already did.
That's Damar Hamlin.
Yeah.
That young gentleman from Buffalo.
Yeah, whatever, man. He's fine.
It's fine.
He's good.
He didn't
die.
He didn't die.
You know what's messed up is that the cancel train came for him, too. Did you guys see that?
Oh,
what?
Yes.
He was wearing an art piece jacket of Jesus,
that.
And everyone
so
was
stupid.
Like.
Do you know who it was that was freaking out about that? Adrian Peterson. Like, spare me,
you
child
beat your,
beater.
Yeah, you beat your child with a stick so bad that they had to take your kid away.
Yeah.
You piece of garbage.
Getting in physical altercations with your significant other on airplanes. Like, get out of here.
Anybody who could hurt a child like that, yes.
I know, right? A kid.
Your opinion means nothing. I hope you get thrown off a cliff.
Please leave a message after the tone.
But a jacket.
I'm seeing all these Ant-Man ads that have Paul Rudd drinking a Heineken Zero. First of all, Ant-Man would never drink a non-alcoholic beer. Also, who the hell drinks those things?
Message deleted.
Isn't Paul Rudd a sober guy?
Is he? I don't know. I mean, that would make more sense if Paul Rudd is a sober guy. But, I mean, I know a lot of people that are sober.
I know he's like a vegetarian.
I don't know anyone that drinks non-alcoholic beer. The only time that I've had non-alcoholic beer, other than just like trying one to see what it tastes like, was when I was doing like dry January. Mm-hmm. And I went to a comedy show and they did that thing where they're like, there's a 2-drink minimum, and I'm like, can I just get like a
club soda or something?
Water and like, yeah. And they're like, no, you have to get like something from the bar. And so I just got a non-alcoholic beer. But as I'm drinking it, I'm like, this feels so pointless to me. And maybe that's just like the binge culture that we all grew up in. But like, why am I?
For taste, it's not like I'm craving
it's
yeast.
Not tasty. Tasty
no.
yeast.
No. All
I mean, they're better than they used to be as far as non-alcoholic beers goes. But no, he's not like sober. He just gave up alcohol to get in good shape.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Which, you know.
Yeah.
So we're curious.
Yeah, it's kind of like what dudes do when they get divorced.
Yeah.
All right, I got to make some changes. Get you back in the gym. Get in
the
shape.
Gym. Delete your Facebook. Get a lawyer.
That's right.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Audrey, why do you do this to yourself?
What did I do now?
You're driving
another
around.
Another day, another drama.
You're driving around looking at like crazy expensive houses.
Yeah,
you
man.
You know how bad that is for you?
Dude, yeah, man. And my psyche, because I was sitting there, I was driving around. I was like, yes, this will be my future home. One day I was manifesting. I was driving around with my coffee.
Were you alone?
Yes.
You were looking at houses alone?
Well, yeah, no, not like actually looking at them. It was just kind of like, I had nothing to do. So I was just kind of like driving around to the outskirts of like my neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like the surrounding areas, like up into the mountains
a little
like bit.
New houses being built or something?
Yes.
Yeah, I like doing that too, but I would think that would be something you would do with your boyfriend, because doesn't he do like some real estate stuff?
Yeah, he does, but he was busy. He was boxing, so I needed to fill my time. So I decided to go...
Boxing, like boxing items or like punching stuff?
No. He, like, that's his workout.
Oh, so yeah, he's just at the gym. Okay,
yes. He was doing that, and as I decided to go and take a little drive around into the neighborhoods, and then as I was driving, I realized it's not like it used to be. They keep all the pores out. You can't get this all gated communities. So I'm like driving around and I'm looking. I'm like, oh wow, okay, well I can see from over here, like in my car. Like, don't you guys remember driving as a kid into the nice areas or like going trick-or-treating into the nice areas?
Yeah, that's why they put up gates, because that happened. Because,
we would go to the nice neighborhood where they'd have the full-size candy bars.
No, I think that it's more paranoia than like anything else. Like, people aren't like really like coming in. I'm just driving around in your neighborhood. I'm not doing anything else. Like, most people aren't robbing you.
Uh-huh. Most people aren't, but what about that one person?
One person.
Yeah, you just got to sit there and wait for like the Amazon driver. They'll get you in.
Yeah, see, there's loop. There's total.
Yeah, they're all total. It's total. It's a total facade, a gate, unless you have a guard.
It is a real deterrent. Like, a gate actually is. They've done a bunch of studies on that because if the thief has. Yes, of course they have. Guys, they analyze literally everything.
You are making this up. You are making stuff up.
Mahoney said it's a facade unless you have a guard, because he has a guard gated community, so his is safe. Got it. Okay. Sure.
There's a difference because you can follow somebody
gate
in.
Gate lords. Right, sure. Both of you are gate lords.
Gate lords.
And the only thing missing is a moat for you guys. Your castles.
I would love a moat. That would be so cool.
A cow out of my backyard.
What the hell?
What?
Can you imagine, like, you go to break into Mahoney's house, you're like, what is that?
I actually think that's from...
A cow being catapulted?
I think that's from Monty Python, because, you know, Monty Python, they catapult cows.
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah.
So you didn't get to go into any... So my wife and I, what we like to do is, because we love going into model homes to see...
The interiors.
Yeah, to see how...
Steal all their ideas.
They have
Because there are good ideas, especially
because,
like, with new homes, traditionally...
Yeah, they're professional designers. Yeah.
Yes, they're at least modern, you know, so there you can see a way to keep your house up. So that's what my wife and I like doing. But I don't like just, like, driving...
So this was a spur of the moment sort of thing.
You are right, though. So I was back in St. Louis a couple weeks ago, and there's a rich area called Ladue. And
they said, don't, you can't get in here.
No, there's really no gates. So you can drive around wherever. And I'm like, well, it's one of the things. It's like, I like to drive around like that part and go, hey, if we lived here, this is the kind of house we could buy, because, you know, the real estate here is 1/10 of what it is where we live.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no, but I mean, there was just some... I don't know, because growing up on Sundays, my family and I, not all the time, but some Sundays, we'd all pack in the car and kind of drive around and go and look.
Wild idea. I mean, like, because that used to be a normal thing, like going on like a Sunday drive.
Yes.
Because you'd be with the family, maybe you'd do church or not, and then you get something to eat, right? And then you'd be like, let's just cruise around, because you didn't have anything else to do.
Our parents did, because we were broke and we had nothing else to do.
No.
We wanted to be out of the house.
Yes, I am broke, so I'm not really like advocating for much here. But I mean, like, whenever I was doing it, just holds such a nostalgia for me, and like, I feel like maybe our parents had that same, like, it's togetherness. It's just like aimlessly wandering. And yes, you're looking at nice homes, but it's kind of like you're envisioning, I don't want to say like a better life because that sounds so dark, but I mean like you're just, it's like a... like a thought for the future. Like, well, right. Oh, look at all these beautiful things. Look what I'm this. Surrounded by.
Yeah, that's
by.
Why like $1 million listing does so well.
Because the show, yeah.
Well, nope. They really need to update that name, by the way.
Yeah.
That's $1 million listing.
I mean, the show's been on for 15 years. Yeah,
track homes in Missouri.
Yeah.
But it's just, real. It's so sweet and innocent to me. And yeah. I it was funny because the neighborhood that I was looking at had like multiple gated things like within its community.
Oh,
so
it's
it was
one of
those. Like gated, like each to the left, like there would be like a small, like a cul-de-sac almost of like 10
custom
houses.
Homes and, yeah.
And that was the gate. And then there was, it would go on and on and on through this neighborhood, I guess you could call it. And then whenever I reached the point where it was for the clubhouse, it said for guests and for residents. So there was like two different style of like mm-hmm. home, like club homes.
So like probably a golf course, right?
No, it wasn't. I mean, it was like up in a, like a, huh. in a hill-ish area.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just even thought that I was like, that is just so crazy. You're still just separating, like,
when you're doing
new from, like, new. I don't know.
That right there, when you're driving around in one of those neighborhoods where it's like gate after gate after gate, you're like, how do all of these people have this much money, and why don't I?
Yeah.
Right.
How is there so much money out there?
Did you lie to yourself?
You're
like, they must just be broke.
Yeah.
They're house poor.
Ponzi scheme, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
All their cars are paid off. They had no debt.
Yeah. Anyhow, how can I get on that Ponzi scheme?
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Let's all play the movie quote quiz. Let's all play the movie quote quiz. Let's all play the movie quote quiz on Dave and Mahoney.
Jimmy is joining us for a round of the movie quote quiz. How are you doing today, Jimmy?
Excellent. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. Do you have a favorite genre of movies or a specific film that you like the best?
I don't have a favorite genre, but... Guy Ritchie or Quentin Tarantino movies.
Sure. Yeah. No, I feel you.
Probably my favorite.
Okay. So we have a total of five here today, and Mahoney and Audrey are going to be able to help you out, but you can only call on them one time to help you. So again, we have a total of five. You got to get four out of the five correct in order to win today. Wait until the entire clip is done playing and then make your guess. Each one of these, you know, around 20 seconds or so, but I'll give you a heads up. Here's the first one. Good luck to you.
What do you think is going on here? You think you can come to my hotel and take over?
I talked to Barzini.
I can make a deal with him and still keep my hotel.
Is that why you slapped my brother around in public?
Oh, no, that was nothing, Mike. Now, Mo didn't mean nothing by that. Sure, he flies off the handle once in a while, but Mo and me were good friends. Right, Mo, huh?
All right, that's the end. Do you know it or do you need some help?
Ooh, I'm going to need help with that one.
Oh, boy, I don't know. Both Mahoney and Audrey.
My brain is working.
That is
I hear
guys,
Mo.
That is
like Larry Mo and Curly or something?
No, that is quite the opposite of that. This is a real big popular movie.
Scarface?
Yeah.
Godfather? It's Godfather.
Audrey, well done.
How did I go from Larry Mo and Curly to Scarface and the Godfather?
I mean, they're pretty
shoot
similar.
Shoot, man.
I mean,
shoot
you think about
shoot.
The kind of violence.
Audrey figured it out.
If you think about the violence that was in the Three Stooges. Compared to like mobster movies,
it's true. Yeah,
man,
constantly beating each other up.
You're welcome, Jimmy.
Poking each other in the eye.
I will say, Larry, maybe the greatest stooge. He's way underrated.
Larry is the greatest stooge. Thanks for the hot take. Okay, Audrey is burnt as
a
lifeline. Here
Bye.
We go. On to number two.
Let me make you a deal, all right?
Oh yeah.
You get the motor, you keep your money, and I'll get your baby.
Right.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back ribs. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back ribs.
Wow, what a classic.
Classic.
Boy.
But which one?
Oh, don't you make him do that.
I know, which one?
Just say the normal.
Is it, I know it's Mike Myers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to say the exact one.
Mm-mm.
Just say the franchise.
And I cannot think of his name.
Oh my God! Really?
There's the spy who shagged me.
That's the colon.
That's better.
But actually,
than,
that's not. That's the first one.
Right? No, that is the spy who shagged me.
Really? That's number two.
I'm going to give you the point, but it's Austin Powers, Jimmy.
Two.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but second
no,
one.
Mystery Man of, what is it?
No, International Man of Mystery?
Man of Mystery, that's the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, so the spy who shagged
is number two.
That's the second one.
Yeah.
Fast. Yeah, because that bastard wasn't in the first one, right?
Yeah, and then there was Goldmember.
Yeah.
Oh, he was in three.
Okay. Two for two,
he
somehow.
He has a lot of Austin Powers knowledge on this
show.
Here
we go on to number three.
A maestro reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Don't bully me, Daniel.
It's such a serious actor in such a serious scene, but it almost seems comical.
I think I know this movie.
Okay, Jimmy?
I have no idea.
Mahoney can help out.
This is the Paul Thomas Anderson classic starring Daniel Day-Lewis. There Will Be Blood.
Oh, that's not what I thought at all.
What'd you think it was?
I thought it was Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
A little different. Okay. Daniel Day-Lewis, Vince Vaughn, one and the same. Getting mistaken for each other all the time.
I thought it was the guy who was saying, if you can throw a wrench, then you can throw a ball.
Oh, that does kind of sound like him.
That's Milton, man.
Yeah. All right, so Jimmy, somehow you went 3 for 3. You just have to get one more correct, but you have no more lifelines. So here
terrible.
We go. You're awful. You're awful, but it might work out. Here we go.
The man who in his life had uttered fewer words than any of them knew exactly what to say. That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
Oh.
Dude.
Right in the heart.
Come on, Jimmy.
Ooh, that sounds like a Jeremy Irons guy.
No. He said, that'll do, Pig.
That'll do.
That'll do.
In the classic children's book.
What, was it a book also?
Winnie the Pooh. He's talking about not Piglet, a pig.
He ain't getting it.
Oh, God.
Just, what do you think? The last one's even harder?
I don't think he's going to get the last one, which is why I'm trying to get in there on this
one. Nah, just kid it, Dave. Hit it.
Wait,
hit that disproven pony.
Wait, is it not a children's book?
Babe. I don't think it's a book. It was a movie. Oh, the Babe. Talking Pig?
Yeah, it's all right.
It may have been a book. I never read it.
Probably not.
You're thinking of Charlotte's Web.
I was thinking about
Charlotte's Web, yeah.
Babe was a book. But it was probably after the movie book.
Okay, here we go. Final one here. I'll just tell you, I'll give you a little hint from the jump here. This is a nice throwback. 1979 is when this one came out.
Okay.
Yuck.
Good luck.
Yuck, that's the year Dave was born.
Yeah, it's a good year, man. What the hell? Come at me like that.
60,000 soldiers. Yeah. Now, there ain't but 20,000 police in the whole town. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
That's very 70s sounding to me.
79.
Can you dig it, huh?
Sounds like, was that Eddie Murphy?
No.
It does sound like Eddie Murphy, but that was not Eddie Murphy.
This is
Do you know it, Molly?
Think of gangs fighting, and think of probably the best basketball team of the last decade.
Oh, I would not have. I had to
cheat. From the Bay Area.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, Steph Curry.
Golden State.
Golden State Warriors.
There you go. It's not actually Golden State Warriors. It's just the Warriors.
You are horrible, brother. You are horrible.
Jimmy, you stumbling, bumbling Boom. Idiot. You're going to the concert.
Oh, God. My God.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Blitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
You know how we were talking the other day about how there's just some redheads who...
Hot.
So
spicy.
Hot. But probably the hottest redhead, in my opinion, in Hollywood is Jessica Chastain. She is gorgeous.
She's like the only one. She's like the final queen. Boss of redheads.
She is the final boss. She's just stunning. She is going to star in a new Apple TV series called The Savant. So The Savant is based on a true story published in The Cosmopolitan. The plot details are being kept under wraps, although the 2019 article explores the story of an elite investigator known as The Savant who infiltrates online hate groups.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty interesting.
Well, so you're just like finding cyberbullies? Not trying to like...
Like, you know, online hate groups a lot of times are like actual hate groups.
Oh, so not like middle schoolers who are like calling you like fat
more
loser?
More like neo-Nazis.
No. Like hackers.
Yeah. We need to send Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith to every troll in America's house and have them beat their ass.
Yeah, I like it.
Like they did in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Did you guys ever see her or watch Mad Men?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that's Christina Hendricks.
This is Jessica Chastain.
Jessica Chastain.
Look her up. Wait, yeah.
Hurt Locker, and, you know, she's phenomenal.
Am I thinking
you're thinking Christina Hendricks.
But she is also a final boss of hotness when it comes to redheads.
Wait, I'm thinking of her. She was not in Mad Men?
No, that's Jessica Chastain.
Yeah.
Christina Hendricks is her.
That is the person in the new show that we're talking about?
No, that is Jessica Chastain.
What is happening?
Are you racist against redheads? They all look the same to you? Is that what's going on?
Jessica Chastain was not in Mad Men. Christina Hendricks was in Mad Men. But Jessica Chastain is going to be in the new show.
The Savant on Apple TV Plus.
Yes. By the way, my wife's going to get mad at me for talking about this, but since, you know, Audrey's been blowing up my spot the last couple days anyway.
Yeah sure.
We watched Servant on Apple TV Plus.
Uh-huh.
It may be the worst show I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Four seasons. You just keep watching it going, where's the payoff? Where's the payoff? Where's
and
the
nothing.
Payoff? And then the payoff is just trash.
Yeah.
But speaking of hot redheads, Rupert Grint.
What in the Ronald Weasley?
He's the best part of that show. if you watch
Ronald Weasley. That's who he is in Harry Potter.
Yeah. Rupert, don't you know who Rupert
you just
Grint
randomly
is?
Put two words together. I was like, what are you talking about?
No, sorry, I'm over here in redhead land. I still think that they're the same person. You can't tell me that Jessica and whatever her name is,
they're the
same person. All redheads look alike.
But if you are looking for, if you want to get your Ronald Weasley fixed, he is the best part. But I will tell you, it's four seasons of just sitting here going, what the hell is going on with this? And then when it ends, you just go,
oh, okay.
Really? Because it just ended, I guess, like three, four weeks ago.
Is that the one that's on Apple TV? Did you already say that?
Oh, no. My wife has found out.
She always does. She's always listening.
She just yelled. She just texted me, how could you? Because she said, we made a pact, and I broke it. That's pretty messed up, dude. That we would never speak of this and tell people that we watch that piece of crap show.
No, the anti-recommendation is important. I think that's as important as the pro recommendation.
But we sat through all of it.
Oh,
Four seasons.
Four seasons.
That's a long time.
She's mad because you just did an expose on wasting your life.
Dave, we did say that
man,
we couldn't.
Like, of all of the things that you can introduce your wife to, who's not like really big into like TV and movie media, you made her sit through four seasons of a terrible show.
By the end of season one, we were like, I don't know about this. Maybe it gets better. And then by the end of season two, you're like, I'll give it another season three. You're like, all right, well, I'm through three seasons.
I refuse
Let's
to
get
hate
through
watch.
Four seasons. It wasn't hate watching. It was just like sitting there going.
We actually watching it, or were you like on your phone most of the time because you get bored?
No, I was watching it.
I'll shut it down with the wife if I'm on my phone, bored, and then I look over and she's on her phone, bored. I'm like, we're done. We're not watching this.
What are we doing?
Yeah, total waste of time. Kelly Clarkson, super busy. Obviously, very popular television show that she has going on right now. She also just announced she's got a new album coming out and announced a Las Vegas residency. So she's planning
to do
10 shows starting on July 28th and performing through August the 19th. So, Kelly Clarkson has got a lot going on. And you know what? She seems like a genuinely good person. Good
I'm
for her.
I'm just so happy that she was brought to us. Thank you, American Idol. I don't know if I've ever have ever thought that I would ever say thank you to Idol. But thank you.
Thank you, Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
That was more of a Dunkelman.
In the early seasons.
That was season one.
Yep.
That's a Dunkelman dunk.
Yep.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY. And on social media at Dave and Mahoney. There is a certain person. So vile, so arrogant. A middle ground between horrible and useless. A culinary and retail nightmare. A person who we call Karen.
Karen! Why did you do that? Why did you do that? Why?
These are the Karen Chronicles.
Why did you do that, Karen?
There is few places on the internet that is more loaded with Karens than in the Amazon reviews. And part of that is because when you buy something on Amazon, especially if you're going for the cheapest version of whatever it is, there's kind of an expectation that this might show up and not be what I thought that I was buying.
Yeah, you know that it's probably junk from China.
Almost certainly. But there are some other items, like this first one here, that has a Darren very upset with it, that has decent reviews, 4.2 out of 5 stars, but it's a very unique item. It's a UFO detector. So it's got an internal... it's got an internal interface that has a microcontroller for a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week monitoring of UFOs around you.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
That feels like a little much. Don't you feel like you need 24-hour monitoring of UFOs that are possibly around you?
Listen to some of these reviews. Gwilly said 5 out of 5. This is the a perfect alternative to the Space Corps and would save the government billions.
Nerd.
Oh.
Believes it. Works perfectly.
Smart. Dork.
Andy said 5 out of 5. I purchased this item and blown away by its effectiveness. I started this device up and immediately detected not one, not two, but 5 separate UFOs.
Dork.
And I'm currently working on communicating with them.
Dork.
Good luck, Andy.
Yeah. What a name on this one. Darren Bob McRobert. Said 1 out of 5 stars. I only got through my sophomore year, and there's a lot of stuff that goes over my head, but it's plain to me that this ain't no UFO detector. It's a transmitter them aliens use to hone in on their next probing victim. Reading about the other reviews, you'll see what I mean. The other reviews show all kinds of folks that say that they brought aliens to their back door, if you know what I mean. My theory is that this company selling this thing is actually run by horny aliens.
What?
They make money on us human beings buying them things, and all they get out of it is a whole bunch of booty.
You know what's so great about just trying things out? You never know if you like being probed or not.
Yeah, you know what? If
just
you
start
buy
with, like,
this thing
pinky
on Amazon, it's $128.13. You can get some probing out of it.
We don't need to send people who don't want to be probed to space. There's enough people here in this day and age who like butt stuff that would sign up for it.
I feel
like that's so like 80s anti-gay propaganda too. Like, or like 60s anti-gay propaganda. Like, watch out, the aliens, they're going to stick stuff up your buttholes. Like, what?
Like, all right, cool.
Hey, man, that's how you hit the prostate.
So, you guys have seen these before. They're the big green Hulk hands.
Yeah.
Oh,
but those
how
look
cute
like bootleg ones, though.
Yeah, so you said something interesting. You said the Hulk gloves. These are the Incredible Hulk superhero gauntlet smash hands.
Hulk?
So, they're actually a knockoff of the Hulk hands.
Okay.
They're $25.98.
The Alibaba version.
It's got 4.7 out of 5 stars. There's over 1,600 reviews on Amazon.
1,600 reviews?
I know.
For the Hawk gloves?
Yeah, Tyrus at 5 out of 5. My 3-year-old loves these. They are soft, look exactly like the photo, and very comfortable. They have the handle inside, which make it easy for my son's tiny hands to hold on. Maureen said 5 out of 5 stars. Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole review. Christmas.
Okay. Oh, okay. So I'm guessing she got them for her kid for Christmas and everything was fine.
5 out of 5.
Five out of five.
Karen said 1 out of 5 stars. These look very cool, but you cannot hold anything while wearing these gloves. The fingers are sewn shut. Very odd, since they're simulating very large hands. How can you describe the product as hands and not be able to use them as hands? I can't believe it. I had another friend order the same, and she received 2 right hands that also don't act as hands. This is ridiculous. False advertising. Thanks a lot, Incredible Hawk Hands, for ruining my son's birthday.
No.
I mean, I feel like if you order the Incredible Hawk Hands and you get 2 right hands or 2 left hands, or something you can't grab,
it's just coming to the territory. It's on you. All right.
How many times do you think somebody has used one of those as like a fleshlight, though?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. They are kind of positioned.
Because the ones that the officially licensed Marvel ones for the Hulk hands make sound effects and they rumble.
It'd be more like hands.
Hawk hands. All right. I get it. Final one here. This is a review of glitter. This is Creative Arts.
This matters.
By Charles Leonard Glitter.
This
Audrey, you are becoming Karen.
No, this review matters because glitter is important.
Okay.
like the fineness of the glitter, whether or not it like gets on everything, and like if you could put it in someone's car and if it'll like last, if they've been cheating, you know, it matters.
$9.54 for this, 4.7 out of 5 stars, 2,300 reviews on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Madison Gutter said 5 out of 5 stars. So much glitter for the price.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy F., 5 out of 5. I purchased the glitter to use as a DIY project. I needed some glittery, sparkly pair of shoes for my husband to wear as part of a 70s-themed Pimp Daddy costume.
What?
That just feels like a lot of details that we didn't need to know. But anyway,
people
5 out of 5.
Love oversharing.
Karen, 1 out of 5 stars. Not what I thought I was buying. Yes, there is a difference in glitter sizes, and this is big and chunky glitter.
See?
Not fine and thin glitter.
See?
Why don't you know the difference if you're in the glitter business? You're supposed to be professionals, but you dupe customers out of the glitter they truly want and need. How many celebrations have you ruined with these lies?
It matters.
How many children are haunted by your false advertising? How about you take a long walk off of a short pier and fall into the sea of true glitter? I would love to watch you squirm and drown.
We accept all body types of glitter. That's around
right.
Here, Karen.
We are glitter positive.
Yes.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So I had to do something unheard of yesterday. I had to...
bathe.
No.
Would you ever take a bath?
No. You mean like an actual bath? Don't be disgusting. Ugh. Why would I do that?
During COVID, I had to take some baths when I got COVID the first time because I could not get warm. Well, I got a big tub.
Oh, okay.
So it's like one of those like...
You didn't have to like have your knees kind of sticking out.
Well, I mean, it's still
a question. Did it fit you?
No, because it's tall. Like, I just envisioned like his little toesies sticking up,
but,
or like his little knees.
Yeah. I probably took baths longer as a child than I probably should. I probably took baths until like high school. Like
you did,
probably until like ninth grade. That's when I started showering.
Well, that's weird.
I just like, man, I like floating around in the bath.
Well, were you like time? Butt cheeks up? Just swimming around with your like
had my army man.
You get out, your little hands are all pruny because you've just been playing in there too long.
No.
Dude, I just
did. Did your mom bathe you until you're in ninth grade?
Okay. No, I draw myself a bath, and I would like to
yourself a bath. What is this? The 1802?
One of my biggest regrets about when I built my house 10 years ago or 11 years ago now is that I didn't get a bathtub with jets.
Oh, jacuzzi.
Because I would love to just like relax and like light some candles,
put on
some music, have a nice glass of wine.
Yes, dude.
Read a book.
Yes.
Throw a bath
bomb. Get a bath bomb in
talking
there.
About.
Dim the lights.
Shut up.
And meanwhile, Dave's never experienced such comfort before.
No, it's not
in his
comfort.
Life.
The water never stays the right temperature.
Oh, you get it
it's
hot.
Not nearly as romantic as you think it's going to be with you and yourself sitting in there, candles
what
lit.
What do you mean? It's relaxing.
Well, you don't know how to treat yourself right?
Because
that's what
not.
It sounds like.
No.
You know who knows how to treat me the best? This guy.
So anyway,
right here.
No, I did not take a bath yesterday.
Just get high and get in there, man.
Yeah, we're not talking about baths.
Just be stoned in a bathtub. You've never... It feels like one of those the anti-gravity chambers.
Yep. Sure. But that's also hot. I feel
you
like
get
we
high,
die.
Yeah, you get high and go bathing?
That's like it used to be one of my favorite activities.
You gotta be careful, man. You're gonna Whitney Houston yourself.
I'm awake. I'm alive and
she's
alert.
She's not doing heroin, Dave.
Yeah, I'm not like getting...
So no, to answer your question, no, I did not bathe yesterday. So, I did something else totally unheard of. I walked into a bank. Like physically went into the bank.
I've had to do that a couple times recently. It sucks.
Hate
what?
It. Yeah. No,
I mean, like, not like so out of the crazy.
No, I mean, all of our banking's online now.
It's
like
online.
Direct deposit.
The deposits are even done at the
ATM.
You
haven't had to get like a cashier's check recently for anything?
This is the first time.
That's what I had to do. I had to get a cashier's check, and so I had to walk into a bank.
Welcome to renter's life.
Ugh.
You can't pay your rent online?
No, whenever you are going into an apartment complex or anything like that, your first month's rent, going into... So, I mean, most people, if you're shifting around or moving or whatever, sometimes a year-to-year basis... That's like pretty common. Like you have to go in there and get a certified check and take it to your leasing office.
So you can't like wire money or transfer it or something
like
that.
Which is crazy.
Which is goofy.
Which is dumb. Like, let me just put it online. And like, guess what? If it's a, if it is a, if I'm lying or whatever, then You know where I'm at. You know where the apartment I'm living in is. You know where I am.
But it takes a while to evict you, too.
It's their system. I get it. But so anyway, I had to walk into the bank, and I'm in there waiting in line. And, of course, I'm bored, so I'm just kind of, like, looking around. And there is a girl that is two people in front of me. And she, I don't know if she was a stripper. But
you were stereotyping.
I was stereotyping a little bit because she had a large amount of small dollar bills.
Atta girl.
Because the reason why I noticed it, I didn't notice how much like cash she had until she went up to the window and they had to roll over the big machine where it's like.
Did you rob her?
And so I robbed her, yeah.
I mean, like, how did she not, like, put it in an envelope? That's what blows my mind. Like, you saw this chick with all of this money.
No. So I didn't notice it until she went up to the window. So she may have had it in an envelope or whatever. But then when it started, like, counting that thing out. By the way, those machines are
cool,
awesome.
Cool, as hell.
Cool as hell.
I'm going to start dealing drugs.
Yeah, like, she's like the pusher girl or something. No, but I mean, if she is a stripper and she's making all of that money... I mean, I just see it on, I told you guys, I see strip talk all of the time. All of these strippers, and they just make so much
Well, you're seeing
money.
The ones who are doing well.
Well, she was doing well, because she deposited, I don't know how much, I wasn't like creeping on, like, but it was a lot of dollar bills at least.
You heard the machine running for a hot minute.
For a while, even if it was singles, it was a lot of money. Well, we ended up walking out around the same time. She walked over and got into a G-Wagon and left. And I'm like, dang.
She could have even just been like a bottle girl. I mean, like, it's just,
See, but I feel like I most,
during March
even
Madness,
with bottle girls and stuff like
it's all
that.
Transactions on credit cards.
Waiting tables for the most part.
Yeah.
I would say vast majority of those are paid on
by the one where you're still getting, like, handfuls of cash in large
strip
amounts.
Strip clubs. But, Dave, I think, like, we...
Audrey's so mad.
I'm so mad, man. I went to college.
What a waste of time. I got a degree. You dummy.
You don't like people. You're not going to be a stripper.
I could pretend for, like, a minute to be like, you're so handsome.
Dude, hold up, though. I think we need to... We need to take stripping into the 21st century, though. Because the problem is, and this is why, I feel like it's not safe for this young lady to be out there with that much cash.
It's not.
Yeah.
We need to find a way so that the perverts who are in the front row, who are tipping the singles and the cash, we need like
a
butt-activated credit card machine.
Well, no, dude. Like, well, I remember whenever I went to the strip club.
You start telling people to put their card in something. It's going to cause a lot of problems.
Like a square for your ass.
Yeah. I asked them that. Remember whenever I went to the strip club and I didn't have any cash because it was my first time ever.
Yeah.
And I didn't know I was going to go there. And I asked her. I was like, hey, like, can I Venmo you? Like, can you like tell me? Like, what? Can you pull up your thing and I can like scan it or whatever? Like, they need
like,
QR
no?
codes. No, but they want... They want the money transactions, obviously because of reasons that we know, or they want cash.
Tax avoidance.
Yes. Then otherwise, if they have the they would have to go through like the strip club themselves, so they would end up getting a piece too.
Yeah.
QR code them, though. Put them right on their booty cheeks.
Exactly. Just,
you can do it like a tattoo.
Just walk up and just like tap your card. You go, boop. That's too late.
Asshole pay.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMB. And on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMBY. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, I love you, brother, but I heard you talk about Groupons, and I'm like, I agree. It's kind of a non-issue anymore, but the reason you don't get Groupons is because I just got one. I love kickboxing. It was a gift I've talked about to friends, and guess what? It's awesome. Then I got one for paintball. But again, it's all active things, so I think the only Groupon you would get is, oh, hey, we got four Groupons for dinner at Denny's for $20.
Message deleted.
So because we were talking about Groupons and if they're still a thing, and do people still use Groupons?
Yes.
And he's saying they do. He's like, the reason that you don't get targeted for Groupons is because you don't participate in like activities.
I mean,
life.
Groupon, though, originally, when I feel like a large amount of people were using it more so now than now was for food. You know, it was a good marketing tool for restaurants. But now I get it's for activities. But, man, it's just not what it was. Like, by the time, like, a concert goes on Groupon.
It's an indictment. That means your concert sucks.
Yeah. If it's not selling.
Yeah. If you have to put your concert on Groupon,
and I think people figure that. People have figured that out. And, hey, don't get me wrong. You know, if you wait and you wait and you wait and you save some money,
cool.
Like, nothing wrong with that.
I think this is going to go on Groupon. And then it does. And it's like two for one.
Can I ask something about sale items?
Mm-hmm.
Because Groupon, you're getting something on sale, correct?
Yeah.
Obviously, there's this connotation that like if a like you all said, if a concert's not doing well, if you have to go on sale, it's kind of yucky. Do you all feel like that about other things that are on sale? Like, do you feel like if you're purchasing like shirts or shoes or jeans that you're just getting like the second best item?
Could be the end of the season. And see, for that, in my opinion, is more, you know, personal preference, because my style, my personal style, may not be what is vibing with everything, or they ordered too much of that stock. So to me, I when it comes to clothes, I always go, I look for the sale first.
But that's because your wife is the most frugal individual that's ever existed.
That doesn't mean anything. I mean, we keep our money separate.
No,
so.
I know, but I feel like she influences you in that way. And you're also not like on the cutting edge of fashion. So
I have a very traditional style of clothing, Dave.
But it didn't used to be that way.
Didn't you say that your wife like will go buy like the Halloween candy the day after Halloween?
Sure. I mean, like, but that's, we don't eat the candy. We use it for, that's like decoration.
For next year?
Yeah.
Decorative candy. It's this weird anomaly in your house where like you are very frugal, but then you also spend money on decorative candy.
What are those things called? What are those jars are? The like the alchemy jars?
Yeah. Your wife does a fantastic, those are, but her jars are beautiful.
It's a good look.
I like it.
She changes it out for the season. Sure. It's really, yeah, it's beautiful.
We have like a sideboard and, you know, the house is very festive and I love that. You know, I would never do that if I was living alone.
You know what? Is your wife driving right now?
No,
I would like to make
working.
A special request. Oh, stupid work getting in the way. She hasn't posted her jars recently.
Well, she's not on really on social media.
Well, she needs to amp it up. Yeah, I mean, she's an influencer to me.
No, I mean, we're both kind of okay. Just, you want her to just take pictures and send them to you?
Yeah. Okay, but why'd you delete your social media?
I'm just over it. It's not productive for me.
Because, Audrey, there's people spying on him at all times.
I don't believe that at all. I'm just, here's the thing. And also, you know, one of our friends in radio, told us this a long time ago, and it just stuck with me. He's like, nobody is going through your old social media posts to see how good looking you were, how funny you were, how witty you were, how interesting you were back in the day. The only reason people scroll through your social media is to dig up dirt on you.
That is not true.
That is so paranoid.
You're looking for bikini pictures from back in the day, Dave.
Right.
And that's what you do. No, that's also digging up dirt.
No. I do it with myself. I was like, God, look at how thin I was.
I go through my own social media all day.
I don't have anything to hide, man. Like, there's nothing that can get me in trouble on my social media.
The world is so stupid.
I don't care.
Right now.
Cancel me.
I just don't want it. I don't.
There is nothing.
If you listen to the show, I love, that's the thing I love. Like, I will tell you anything and everything. What? I'm an open book here.
Right.
Share the world with you. Because I know you're coming here for something, or at least we share something in common. Like, I feel like on social media, there's so many people who just like hate, who are just there. They're
so
jealous. They're,
so what you're saying is that you do think that there's constantly people spying on you.
You don't think there's people who are looking, going like, look at that guy. He doesn't deserve to be where he's at.
No,
dude.
All you had on your social media before Mahoney
was beautiful pictures of landscapes, and you deleted those. Do you think somebody's going to cancel you because you didn't have like, the aperture correct on your mountain?
Yeah. They're gonna be like, oh, this guy can afford an expensive camera. Look at him showing his wealth.
Let's break into his house.
Yes.
Could Spider-Man beat Luke Skywalker in a fight? Ultimately, I'm asking if the Spidey sense is more powerful than the Force.
Message deleted.
No. I mean,
what
Luke,
kind of dumb Luke, question?
Luke was one of the greatest Jedis.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, top-tier superhero, but he doesn't have the ability to change the Force. You know, like, dude, he's got your athletics. He's got a cool-ass lightsaber, mm-hmm. and he can control an invisible force around you. Spider-Man's done.
Wasn't his lightsaber his daddy's lightsaber, too, before?
Yeah, when he it was Anakin's. Yeah. Luke's.
The dark side.
Yeah.
That's one of the best story arcs of characters in film.
Dude, but I feel
Luke
like...
Luke Skywalker was great.
Could you imagine...
He's a whiny little B-word.
Could you imagine in the 70s seeing Star Wars for the first time and being enamored with... what is going on, and you're
Star
like,
Wars
wow.
still holds
but then
up.
Empire Strikes Back comes out, and you find out the big reveal like that. I mean, a year and a half later, it gives me chills even thinking about it right now.
Was that how long it was between Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back?
It's like a year.
Only a year?
Yeah, I think so.
They would have had to be like 5 years.
I mean,
the way they drag stuff out now.
Not on the Disney schedule. Yeah. They're like every six
months.
6 months.
Disney apparently is trying to go backwards on that.
Slow it down a little bit.
Well, I mean, luckily we've got, the movies were trash. I'll say episodes 7, 8, and 9. I did not like at all. But The Mandalorian and Andor, which, again, I know if you haven't watched Andor, Andor starts off slow, but I promise you, it is so damn good.
Mahoney loves shows that take 4 episodes to start doing anything.
Because it's
called...
Big plot guy. Exposition, Dave.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Just like your photos, it's overexposed.
What the hell are you doing when you go in the bathroom for 20 minutes? Does it really take that long for some people? I'm an in and out kind of guy. Anything more than 10 minutes, you just hang me out.
Oh, you and your fast beehole. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. Hyper efficient butthole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at cool. you go.
Yeah. What do you Where's mean? That
You're
got
the
you
most
in life?
Efficient person in the entire world. Why would you not want
because that is
quickness and efficiency?
Alone time. And no one is hassling me for anything when I'm in there. Like, I want to be in there so long where I'm leaning on my legs, I get up, and I got to be helped out of the bathroom like Jeremy Renner. I mean, it's...
You did not just say that.
It's too soon.
It's fine.
This is David Mahoney. I don't you know the songs.
But this too.
But do you know them when they sound this bad? It's Cover Your Ears. On Dave and Mahoney.
You hang me out to dry.
Oh, I get it, because they're cover songs.
Gus is joining us for a round of Cover Your Ears. How are you today, Gus?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
So these are all big popular songs that you've heard many times over the years, I'm sure, but you've got to get 3 out of the 4 correct. Mahoney and Audrey are here to help you out with some lifelines. You can only tag each one of them in once.
Is Gus short for something, or did your parents just look at you when you were a baby and were like,
that's Gus.
A Gus.
Is it Octavius?
No, it's a Greek family, so... His name is Gus.
Just Gus. Okay.
I love that little Gus.
Gus. That's a fun name, Gus.
Yeah, it is.
Do girls moan that like when you're like getting out?
Oh, golly, Gus. Oh, golly.
Stop it.
Golly, gee.
Okay. Here we go with the first one again. 30 seconds on the clock. Let the full thing play out before you make your guess. You can tag Mahoney and Audrey in once. You get to get 3 out of the 4. Good luck.
You work all night on the and you work in the wind. When things stop feeling all right, everything is all right. We'll never listen to your rules. We will never do as you do. Nothing we get it from you. Do what we like and we like what we do, so let's...
All right, that is from an artist named Tony Delamonte. 22 views on that bad boy.
I got this, if you
and
don't.
Gus, do you know it, or do you need some help? Because Audrey's got it on lock, it looks like.
No, I don't know it.
Audrey, bring it home.
Okay, so it's Andrew, WK.
Yep.
And Party Hard.
Boom, full point. Well done.
That, I mean, it did not come through until the end.
That's the only...
Do what we like and we like what we do, so let's get a party on.
You know, Dave, I know you listen to Party Hard to wear your kids out at night and they, like a little nice nighttime party before bed. But did you know Andrew WK is actually a classically trained pianist as well?
I did, and actually when you told me that originally, I went and started listening to something. I'm like, he's amazing.
Like the Cadillac album is stupid.
Yeah, it's really good.
You're like, wow.
There is nothing much more hot than a dude who can play the piano.
For sure, and I'm so mad at myself because I can't play piano. My mom was a piano teacher growing up. I just had ADD too bad.
You had the world at your little fingertips.
I had my little fingertips and I blew it.
How many of your siblings play the piano? I know your youngest brother does.
My youngest brother does. That's it. Everyone
what?
Else.
Your mom was a piano teacher, yep. And he was the only one.
He didn't even
learn
from her.
He was like, yes, mother.
Really? He just taught himself.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, here we go. On to the second one. Good luck, Gus.
Watch you go.
that's what it'd sound like if I took shrooms.
I feel like when you like you're, I hated you've it. I got had to disassociate. That like weird echo coming back and when you're talking and it like makes your brain go crazy.
Yeah.
That's from an artist named Matt Mania 2000. 133 views on that bad boy.
Matt Gus, Mania 2000.
That's right. Do you know it, Gus?
Is that Linkin Park in the
End? Yeah. Hell yeah, man.
Good job.
Sure is.
So full point. They all sound the same.
Yeah.
I do. That's okay. Fact.
It's always the same with Linkin Park.
This next one is the most popular one that we have featured on the show today. It's from Katie Johnson. It's got 600 views, okay, so it's pretty good. It has been posted for 11 years, so there is that.
Well, now we're going to give it a showcase.
Here we go. First video on YouTube. Don't rub me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg to that band, please, singing, come out of things unsaid, shoot an apple off my head, and a trouble that can't be named, a tiger's waiting to be tamed, singing. All right, so Mahoney's got to look like maybe.
I know the artist. I'm trying to think of the song.
Gus, do you know it on your own, or do you need some help?
No, I think I'm going to need some help on that one.
Okay.
I mean, I'll give you...
I'm trying to telepathically tell you.
Well, I mean, it's Coldplay.
It is Coldplay.
And I think...
I think that's like the first song.
I mean, I was thinking the sign. Is it the sign? Parachutes?
No, neither.
Yellow?
No, not that either.
And then they all sound the same. All the Coldplay sound song same.
It's Clocks.
Whatever.
Ew.
Clocks. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. Gus,
we got half point.
I was going to say the scientist, too.
Yeah, you have to get...
And all Coldplay songs do sound the same.
Okay, sure.
So
for
does...
Real.
Yeah.
Gus, you got to get at least half a point on this last one on your own, okay?
We believe in you, Gus.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to Wichita, far from this opera forevermore. I'm going to work the straw. Feel the sweat bleed out of every pore. And I'm bleeding and I'm bleeding and I'm bleeding right before my Lord. Oh, the world will leave me here and I'll scream no more. So it might be easier if it wasn't any of that singing and you just heard the... Boom, 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 boom.
This drummer is getting a lot of heat right now, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Saying that she's...
It's one of the greatest sports anthems ever.
A duo of sorts.
Is it Seven Nation Army, the White Stripes?
There we go! How'd he do it?
How did he do it?
How did he do it?
Wow.
How did Gus do it?
They're trying to roast her for not being a good drummer.
Really?
Dude, yes.
Mayweather is awesome.
Shut up. She's a rock star. Whatever.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
So Audrey and I very much are in agreement that Mahoney is paranoid.
Yes, very paranoid.
He always thinks that everyone is out to get him at all times, no matter what.
Like, I mean, it's gotten to the point where I'm kind of concerned that his anonymity throughout life is going to start... He's going to try and get us to be a part of this, too, Dave. Like, I don't know if you feel like that, but he's already deleted all of his photos off of Instagram. He drives a specific car, looks at, like, dresses the specific way, doesn't let anybody know when he's going on vacation. And whenever he does go on vacation, he, like, goes incognito mode. Like, it's just, it's a little much.
I mean, guys, it's not ridiculous to, I share my life on the radio every day, but there are things that we can do to prevent people from, you know, knowing certain things like when we're out of town and when our house is there or if you don't
you
have a house
have
sitter.
Security at your house.
You, have a,
you
guard.
Have a guard gate. You have cameras in every
or
room
getting your
on the exterior.
Stolen or you have getting
your
stolen.
You have your credit locked. Like, I mean, all of this stuff.
Sure. And that's, you need to in 2023.
I agree.
Have to take these steps. And if you're not, it's you run a risk. I think I've worked way too hard in my life, and I've done way better than I ever should. I'll never be able to replicate any of this. Mm-hmm. So the little money that I do have, I am desperately holding on to like a dragon.
Got it.
But,
okay.
But where are we going with this, Dave?
Well, so because... Mahoney has been, as he mentioned the other day, been doing some spring cleaning around his house.
Oh, my God.
And he has talked about numerous times on the show how he's got this backlog of mail because he... when he gets a piece of mail that, and I'm with you, like I do the same thing. I have a shredder.
Yeah.
But like when I get a piece of mail and let's say it's like a credit card offer, uh-huh. I'll just put it in the shredder, right? And
instantly.
Just right
then there.
Instantly.
Instantly.
Like, I don't
just
want
put it
this. Just right in there, shred it. It's done. Over
but
with.
I procrastinate.
My homie procrastinates. And so he's got large garbage bags. Full of.
They're not garbage bags.
I thought you said they were like black garbage bags, or is that your clothes?
No, that was clothes.
Oh, those clothes. Okay.
No, so. I have boxes. Probably 10 shoe boxes.
10 shoe boxes. That's what it is.
Full of mail going back to the year probably 2008.
That's
2008.
Insane.
Well, I was going through it yesterday.
You remember how Audrey asked you the other day if you were a hoarder?
Yes, man.
It's not so much I'm a hoarder. I'm just kind
you
of
have
a procrastinator.
2008 mail.
Mm-mm, this is not. So, we need an intervention.
Okay, so I'm cleaning out my closet. And
do you also
my
poop in buckets? And
no, I don't pee in bottles.
But what if somebody steals your DNA and plants it at a crime scene?
Well, they can. They can
dun, dun, dun.
What I don't. Were they diving into my toilet? That's not happening.
Oh, they wouldn't do that.
No. They're gonna
well, then.
So
they might.
My wife and I are cleaning out my office, and that's where we start finding these. First and foremost, it was a disaster to ask my wife for help.
Why would you do
this.
That?
Why on earth would you do
because
that?
Because she did not know about these shoe boxes full of mail, mm-hmm. but also found my hidden fast food.
I
thought I had cleaned most of it out, but there was a Jack in the Box
bag. Stick your just what? What are you doing?
You gotta hide the evidence.
Sorry. Put it in the trash can.
If she
it's
was,
worth the conversation instead
more,
of just like stinking it up in the guest bedroom.
She refused
well,
to take
it up because I eat it all, and so it's just wrappers.
It's just paper. I see.
It's yeah, not like old tacos. I eat the tacos in the Jumbo Jack. But it's just like when I don't want to have a conversation about me eating like crap, I've done that in the past where it like, you know, just I put it in my closet until I just forgot about it. But
oh
she
God.
Found two of those yesterday.
Dude,
and so
two.
That,
two.
So that wasn't a great
Mahoney.
Beginning to all of this.
Oh, my
so,
gosh.
Can you just imagine the sheepish look that he gave her like.
Sorry, baby.
Oh, baby. Sorry, baby. That's from a long time ago, baby.
It didn't mean anything.
Those were empty calories, baby.
I was so hungry. So hungry.
Poor Mahoney. I get to see you so embarrassed, be like, oh, sorry. I didn't mean for you to
I would
see
rather
that.
Get caught just going to town on myself.
Just watching just the filthiest porn.
Yeah. That would have been way better. God. But I have, you know, I have a fair amount of Jordans. That's the one thing that I do collect that is stupid and a waste of money, but it brings me happiness, so I do it. So I have a lot of shoe boxes.
Yeah, and some nostalgia
there. Two of my closets. And we're cleaning out the other closet, and I forget because it's been 10 years since I've looked into most of these
Jordan
boxes.
Oh, my God.
And it's 10 boxes full of old mail. But
how do you delete all of that? Delete.
Well, I thought about.
Erase.
I thought there's some document destruction places that exist that will shred your stuff by the pound. But I'm still a little skeptical about that.
Of course you are.
Like
they're
like going to
shred
business.
It in front of you, and then they're going to what? Tape it all
no,
back
you
together?
Drop it off at like their place. It's just I have questions about that. But a few months ago, I don't know if you guys remember, I bought an industrial strength shredder. I mean, this was a $3,000 shredder that I ended up getting for like $400.
But you just don't want to take the time to shred it all?
Well, at that time, this is why I bought the shredder, because I knew that like moving forward, I was going to try to be a little bit more proactive. And I have been with this, but I spent, I kid you not, shredding 10 boxes full of mail. I pulled up a chair and I had this shredder right next to me. 3 hours nonstop shredding mail.
Well, did this
yesterday.
Teach you not to procrastinate?
No.
Of course not. I mean, I just, you know, I think this is going to make you just start sweating, Mahoney. The other day, I actually went into a Starbucks and I saw a guy who was shredding his mail up in public. Like,
really?
Brought his mail in his, like, little work bag or whatever, was taking it out one by one and was, like,
manually
ripping shredding it,
up? It
in the middle of the Starbucks.
Look at this. Look at this shredder, Dave. This thing is, like, 3.5 feet tall.
Oh, dude, that is a good-looking shredder.
I mean, but he's That's had like, that master shredder forever the entire time, and he's not used it
I
until this
back,
moment.
Did you name it master
so
shredder?
One year ago,
no, I'll take
I
credit
won
for that.
That.
You won that at auction?
At auction. Wow. One year ago, and it came through. Though.
And this is the first time you've used it?
Three hours straight. It didn't even blink, man. It was so satisfying just sitting there.
Were you pretending like you were like shredding like some like government documents before they were coming to infiltrate your home?
I may be.
You've got to get rid of the evidence!
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you!
Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What do you do if someone dies at your wedding? Like, in particular, like an older family member? Do you cancel the reception and tell people to go home? Or does the show go on? Like, no one's going to be cheery and dancing after that. But weddings take such a crazy amount of money and planning, saving, all of that, that it probably isn't practical or even, like, possible for most people to reschedule. And this is a real fear that I have, and I'm actually wondering how others would handle.
Message.
So there's a lot of factors that go into this, in my particular opinion, because who was it that died? Was it somebody who is like father of the bride?
If it's a parent of one of the people in the wedding, that's a big problem. But if it's like your great aunt that you didn't really
or
know,
or even just like a friend of a friend,
put her in the rolling cooler.
I think that's number one. Number two is how did they die? Was it dramatic? Did a chandelier fall on them and there's a bloody mess?
See, you guys are not thinking smarter.
Flopping around on the dance floor.
It's a twofer. You've already got everybody there. Just have the funeral.
Saves money and another trip.
Yeah, just go slip the DJ a 20 and, you know.
Have cake. You have funeral cake? I guess you sometimes have funeral cake.
Yeah, you have funeral cake. What do you mean there's no funeral cake?
There's usually food at the wake.
The wake.
After
sure.
the funeral. Sure.
What kind of cake say? Sorry.
Dang.
Please leave a message after
the
show.
Sorry about the loose chandeliers.
I want a funeral cake, and I just wanted
to... you even. No. We said we were going to throw a huge party for you when you died. No. It's kind of for us as well.
I want a sad cake.
You want it to be sad.
I want it to be like... Because you do put salt in cakes, right? Like a little bit, like a little dash of salt.
You want a little extra salt.
Just tears.
You
just
want it to taste like
tears. Yeah, I just want it to be like, sorry about
you want us
death.
To be sad at your funeral?
If you're not sad at my funeral, I will be so mad. I want it to be the saddest thing you've ever been to. Like, I am dead. I am gone. You can't have a party at my funeral. I hate that stuff. It's a celebration of life. Hell no, I'm gone.
No, I'm on the other end of things, man. I want, like, Dropkick Murphys to play at my funeral. Like, just let's rip it up. No, it's great. Like,
that guy, three songs. You want those on loop?
That's all we need. I don't want a six-song set. Shut up, Dropkick Murphys.
Just like a little leprechaun dance.
Ship me up to Boston.
You're even Irish. You're Scottish.
That doesn't matter. It's close enough. There's no good Scottish fans.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you?
What?
I can't name a Scottish band.
What, Biffy Clyro?
Biffy Clyro hits. But also, when it comes to funerals, I don't even want people to know that I'm dead.
Like, of course you don't.
Like, because don't somebody post on my social media. No, man, like, I've got a letter that my wife will send or my attorney will send to the, you guys,
no,
just
dude.
Saying
I'm
that Mahoney has chosen to go in a different
obits.
Direction. And, you know,
people
please,
don't even read the newspapers. Please. I'm going to make sure that I pay whoever it is the most money they've ever seen in their entire life. No. Hopefully I get your salary
please.
So that I can just plaster it all on the front cover of, like, whatever newspaper. I put it on everyone's front
please
door.
Please respect Mahoney's privacy because he's just decided to retire at this point.
Yeah. And from life?
From life, yeah.
No, I'm not going to say I'm even dead. It's just going to, nobody's going to know. I'm just gone. That's what it's going to be. It's like,
you're not
retired.
Just going to disappear. Like, you're not a magician. You're not just going to, like, disappear from, like, a rabbit in a hat.
Like, my mom will know and my wife. Everybody else, you know, nobody's going to know.
What if you have a kid? They can't just think you, like, like you left them.
Yeah, specifically in our prenup, my wife and I, if I die, we told my kid I went out to get smokes.
Never came back.
That's what's up.
Is it just me, or is having no sex life gone from shameful to normal all within the last 2 years?
Message deleted.
I think that people get more familiar with themselves. Like, I feel like I have a couple of friends of mine who aren't, like, actively seeking out partners.
Yeah, okay, let's take it over to Super Virgin Jordan.
What Come on, man.
Mahoney and his white knight for Jordan's virginity.
Jordan can get laid if he wants. You're acting like this gentleman ain't, you know, there are a boatload of suitors for that tall drink of water behind
him. Hey, Jordan, do you have a boatload of suitors?
I mean,
people are sliding in those DMs, aren't they?
People hit me up every now and again.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
dude, you underestimate the power of height.
I think I get like some kind of award if I make it to 30, though.
You don't even have social media. Where are you getting DMs from?
He's on social media. You just don't follow him.
It's pictures of his Fiesta, his Kia his Ford Fiesta.
It's also his anime character that he's a fan.
So how do people know what he looks like?
The show?
Where are people? This is funny. Like, you don't even have a photo of your face.
And I don't need one.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. You're not getting laid.
Learn my personality.
Nah, man.
Are you at the point now
where
you
need to stop a reality?
This is the ultimate flex. He could get laid, chooses not to.
Okay. Are you at the point now, because last time that we talked about this, because we don't make this like a central plot line of the show, right? Because it's your private life, but you're fine talking about it. You weren't ready for it previously when we brought it up, because I think you wanted like $400,000 in your 401k or something like that.
Smart.
Now, do you feel like you're more ready for it? Are you moving in that direction, or are you still kind of standing firm?
So I am moving towards that direction of, sure, I feel like I could be in a relationship, but also there's the problem of I'm moving in with family.
Yeah, so you should do it now. How
Mahoney
long do you have
knows.
Until the lease
Mahoney
runs
Mahoney had sex at his parents' house.
All time. All time.
Don't quit making excuses for yourself.
You can also they have these. It's relatively new, so I don't know if you've heard of it. Hotel rooms.
Oh,
yeah.
He's trying to save money. Dave.
Also, they might have like their own place too.
Yeah,
That's why actually what my one suggestion was: you need to find yourself like a sugar partner.
Sugar.
Yeah, you know, you somebody
a
who
friends with benefits.
Somebody friends with actual medical benefits. So you're not paying for all their crap.
Listen to this. This is nice. Okay. Andy in the chat said, "Jordan, the day you lose your virginity, I'm going to throw you a pizza party. Isn't that nice? And you love pizza.
I do love pizza.
He may do it just for the pizza.
I'll bring
the
pizza.
Better not be hot and ready, cheap ass.
Did you say you were going to bring
a cake? Yeah.
Is it also going to taste salty?
Ew.
So they say the world is going to end in November. What are your thoughts on that? I just hope it's after Thanksgiving.
The world.
Who is saying the world is going to end in November? I've never heard that.
If the world ended, that's kind of actually like a best case scenario, because at least everybody you love and everybody's gone at once
die at the same time.
Sure. Yeah. Like, I don't fear that.
Also, dude, I went to church growing
up.
We were always like, rapture. Any second, like, Jeebus might come back. Like, just any moment.
Like, take me up.
Yeah. Or the rapture where they just, like, take the good people.
We ain't going.
Oh, no.
This is David Mahoney.
If you've listened to this show for any amount of time, for years now, we have been advocating for the bidet. And we think that, a clean booty is top tier.
It's godliness. Cleanliness.
Cleanliness is close to godliness.
Bustle cleanliness is next to godliness.
But, no pun intended, I have a question whenever it comes to that.
Yeah, a bit of a bidet crisis over here.
A little bit of a crisis, because how long do you sit on a bidet until it stops? Because I don't know if you've ever been on one, and like if there's like a self turn off button. I haven't waited that long. I feel like you have to like click it off.
So I think a lot of bidets are different. Like, some of them have the, you push the button and then it does what it thinks it needs to do to clean up
the
area.
But like, that's odd.
But I think you can program it too. So, but do you have one that you just turn on and it just stays on?
I click a button.
Uh-huh.
And it's the booty button.
The booty button, yep.
And then it'll go. And, you know, every once in a while...
There's the booty button and the cootie button, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. Front button, back butt. And whenever I click on it, though, I feel like I get a little bashful. Okay?
Bashful. Like, lean into it.
And I'm like...
Because it's a warm stream, isn't it?
It's warm.
Yeah.
So it's comforting.
Not, yeah.
It's cleaning me. But I feel like I don't know if it's ever going to turn off.
I've had the same feeling before where I'm like... I think I'm falling in love.
I wouldn't want it to turn off.
I'm not falling in love. Oh. I literally am just like, I'm blushing the entire time because I'm like, this is just like, it's awkward. I'm like looking down. I'm like, is this thing going to turn off?
This is the superior form of cleaning that ass.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, literally.
But do they turn off?
Sure they do, yeah. I mean, like, the last bidet I was on, granted, it was a very fancy hotel room bidet. Mm,
those are nice.
Like one of those, like, Japanese ones.
Ooh, yeah.
And it was, you can run cycles, and I would run a couple cycles just I was feeling like,
it's kind of the equivalent of, like, going through the car wash and being like, I'm going to take it through again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one more
Let's run it back.
Yep.
Let's run it
and
back.
And just like the car wash.
Cost me.
Yeah.
if I feel like it, like on the backside sometimes, yeah. You have to go like you're sticking it in there a little longer. Yeah. No, but I don't know. I don't know why I get so bashful, but every time I use it, I get embarrassed.
Okay, because you are thinking you have a problem with pooping in front of your boyfriend and him knowing what you're doing in that bathroom.
Now I'm so embarrassed.
Well, that's what it is, because you know, and this is why you don't relax, because you want to get in and get out, because you're still in, you are in a newer stages of a relationship still, and you want to be thought of as sexy, and you know, and
nothing happens back there but kissing.
Exactly. So I think the reason you get embarrassed and bashful is because you know what you just did, and so, you think that he's thinking that because he can hear it.
But a bidet makes noises too.
But you need to talk to him.
It's obvious.
To you know, for the house that you're in, he does. You know, doesn't he do like construction stuff too? Like
he's a hand. He does.
Yeah. So put in some insulation in there to help soundproof that room a little bit more to make it a self defecation chamber.
Oh my gosh. No.
Yes. That's all I want is a quiet bathroom. Like,
how does this turn into me being embarrassed about pooping in general? No, it's more like I'm not sitting there like for hours like men do. Like you guys sit on there for like ever, and it's like a whole thing. It's like a part of your all day where you decompress. I feel like women just don't really do that unless you have kids and you're trying to escape.
No, because you're on TikTok and your phone. You're on social media more than me and Dave. That is our prime social media.
See, we've tested this theory, and that's just not true. We've looked at my phone in comparison to your all's, and my phone usage is slim in comparison.
Okay, so
done this multiple times.
So let's. I'd like to issue you.
Air.
I would like to issue you a challenge.
Okay.
I would like you to go home after the show today and stay on the bidet until it shuts off, and just time it to see how long like the actual cycle.
And
is.
If you don't show up for the show tomorrow, we know it never shut off. And you're living your absolute best life,
and you are a woman of your word.
Yeah. He's so clean.
Yeah.
Somebody called it a bidet silencer. I love that.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. When your lifetime goal is to own a partial interest in a fireworks stand, it's the Redneck Report.
Dog will hunt.
On Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, listen to this. Everyone's cracking down on the cool mom for trying to have some fun, being totally awesome.
What happened, Dave?
A woman from Springfield, Missouri, is facing 4 felony charges because she was driving through a gas station parking lot.
As you do.
And had her kids on the hood of her car and the roof of her vehicle.
As you do.
As you do. This happened between 12:52 a.m. and 3 a.m.
As you do.
Katrina Spivey, 23, was driving her 2010 Pontiac G6.
She goes by Cat for sure.
Wasn't that a song like
like a G6?
Like a G6. Yeah. I think that's referring
feeling
to a private.
Feeling so fly like a G6.
They're not talking about a Pontiac.
No, they're talking about a private jet.
Oh, I thought they were talking about a Pontiac.
She did have 3 kids on the roof. 2 of the 3 fell off, so that was kind of part of the problem.
How old were these kids?
15.
That's what you do when you're 15.
Fine. Yeah.
Legitimately, they look at me better. Right now and tell me you have never been on the hood or the roof of a car.
Yeah. Also, like this was not like the mom of their kids either, because she's only 23 and they're 15. Oh. So, you know.
What's she doing hanging out with 15-year-olds?
She was drunk. But just barely.
Oh, she was drunk driving with kids on the hood in the roof? Okay. Well,
yeah.
Also been there.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in the South. We were just like, I mean, I remember driving home from a middle school dance, and we all were on the bed of someone's dad's, like the truck bed of someone's dad, like on the rim of it. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
And someone fell off, and the dude just kept driving.
We're
like,
going, hey! Yeah, lost one.
She rolled down the hill.
We got extras. You know, I mean, there's not a lot to do in Springfield, Dave, if you're not going to school down there. You know, there's like one taco joint. So, I mean, you got to
make your own fun.
You got to make your own entertainment.
Yeah, whatever. Kids okay, though?
Yeah, I mean, mostly. It'll be fine. They'll heal. So this is quite the dramatic story. A 33-year-old woman is in custody. This takes us all the way over to Nigeria for allegedly squeezing the testicles of her landlord to the point where he died.
Dang, that's some grip strength.
You think this is a real story?
It was over a disagreement over an electricity bill.
And I saw the story, and I read it, and I'm like, I don't know if this is real
or not. Why do you think women aren't strong enough? Huh, Mahoney? Is that
why
what I'm hearing?
Why do you hate women?
Yeah, Mahoney.
Why do you think all did women are wicked
and furious? Are you pro-electric?
You pulled this
big
from,
electric?
Though?
Big electric is all he's focused on.
This is, had to do with an electricity bill. The 50-year-old landlord complained to the woman. She grabbed his junk, squeezed it. He passed out, fell to the ground. And my guess is that he probably hit his head or something on the way to the ground. Because, like, I don't think that, like, just getting your nuts squeezed would kill you. But he did.
No, we've seen people get their nuts stomped on for, like, weird dom pleasure. Yeah, there's no way that she actually, like, grip strength his nuts to death.
That would be something.
I've seen some professional wrestling where that has happened.
That has happened? Yeah.
That is appalling.
Definitely.
Or appalling.
Appalling. And finally, don't you hate it when you're out here just, you know, minding your business, trying to pretend like you're a cop when you're not? And then, you
know.
Did
they pull over a cop?
That is so weird to me.
Yes, of course he did.
How many, again, this story happens many times. Like, I feel like once a month we get one of these stories.
So this guy went full out. I mean, it was a pretty nice car. It was a 2019 Dodge Challenger, but he, like, rigged the thing out.
He's kind of could be like an undercover car.
Right.
Sure.
Antennas, radar devices mounted to the trunk, a handheld radio, even had a laptop in there, like the cop laptop, right?
Yeah,
I know. Like, why are you cosplaying?
Just become a cop.
Become a cop.
It takes, like, 6 months to go to the academy, doesn't it?
Yeah. And so he pulled alongside of a bunch of other cars. He was following them really closely, trying to intimidate them. And he actually pulled up next to one of another vehicle on the interstate, and it happened to be a retired police officer, a real one from Mississippi. And then he pulled up next to another guy that was actually a real deputy in an unmarked vehicle. So the deputy showed his badge and the patrol units pulled him over. They showed up, and when they pulled this guy over, he had a fake deputy ID, badge, all of it.
Tell me right now that a cosplayer cop is not a direct correlation to a domestic abuser as well. Like, I mean, I feel like this person is 100% like
faking authority and just like
tiny D energy.
Yeah, mad at everyone and constantly being a dick.
Inferiority complex.
So when the real cop went to take his badge away, he tried to fight him.
Oh, tell me they whooped his ass.
They whooped his ass. Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's the minimum amount of time after getting out of bed that it's acceptable to take a nap? It's like an hour, right?
Message deleted.
For sure.
All depends on the situation. But like a weekend, like you get out of bed on a Sunday morning and it's a real lazy Sunday morning and you go downstairs and you eat your breakfast and then you just kind of doze off after that.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You don't?
No. It doesn't depend on the situation. Like there's unless like there's work that's impeding your ability to take a nap.
You just, like will randomly nap.
Sure. If I wake up and I eat breakfast and I drink coffee and it's 35 minutes later, if I lay back down and I fall back asleep, then that's fine.
Huh.
I do that sometimes on Saturdays.
But see, I
feel like rainy Saturdays. Oh, I love a rainy Saturday.
And maybe this is just because our lives are different. You know, like I can't go out into like a public space and nap because I will get
Remember
harassed.
The before times, though,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, but...
Before the children.
I am... before the kids, I don't feel like I ever really needed naps.
Oh, so
now,
okay.
Yeah. Now I've become more pro-nap. I didn't used to be.
He rails against us for years on this, and now he's finally seeing what we've always seen.
Yeah. Welcome.
My pronaps have changed. I identify now as a napper. And
welcome.
But I'm a very deliberate napper, so I don't just like doze off.
Of course you are, man.
I can't just doze off on the couch because the kids, man, they'll just terrorize me. So if I'm going to nap, I have to go like plan on napping. And I also kind of have to sneak off so my wife doesn't get mad at
you
me.
You need like a Howard Stern-esque like nap room.
I do.
That's one of the things, like, you know, the next house that my wife and I have, if we have a kid.
Yep.
I've got my own wing with a nap room.
You're going to have your own wing with a nap room.
Yeah.
So you need your own room for your clothes. You want a closet room.
Uh-huh.
You want your own nap wing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You need a place to put all of your mail because you'll never throw it away.
And a room for your Jordans.
Yeah.
I like that basically you have negotiated this to the point with your wife.
But your wife
did. Yeah. Hey, if we have a baby.
Workout room.
I also want a nursery.
Yeah.
For myself.
Just a swaddle room.
With all the spring cleaning and everything that I've been doing, you know, I described myself to somebody the other day because it's like, you know, I'm putting all my bourbon into boxes and my Jordans. I'm reorganizing all of those and clothes and, you know, my 50 tracksuits. I'm like a 13-year-old kid
who's
got a credit card.
Yeah.
Are you? Yeah, Mahoney.
Yep. That's you.
Are you just now having this fake self?
No, but here's the thing. I think this is not a problem. Because I'm definitely not going to like live to be like 90.
You might, dude.
Not a chance. I'm too tall.
You're too tall.
Yeah, there is never like tall
big
people.
Dog,
that's
big,
fact.
Big dogs don't live that long.
You might turn into like a C shape.
Maybe. But I'm living like everything that I wanted when I was 13. I'm kind of just like.
Yeah, you're realizing your dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people's dreams change when they become 40 and they get older, but mine, I'm staying. Yeah. I'm rooted. True. Rooted in who I am.
That's because you don't, like Dave, you don't have kids. So you're not like having to like, you know, go through, and once you have kids, you're probably going to start living vicariously through them.
Do you think that that's how my life will go if I have a kid?
Actually, I do think that.
You think so?
I could see you having a kid and giving your kid a gift for their birthday and buying yourself the same thing.
Like little Jordan matching Jordans
for all three of them?
Like,
not that. That's pretty like each of you have like Tonka trucks that you play with.
Like a giant Rover. Electric Rover for sure.
I don't think if I have a kid, and much will change. For me, personally. I don't.
Okay.
What, for your wife? You're just going to let her bear all of it?
She's the one who's leading the charge.
Yeah,
stop it. You are so funny and full of it. There's just no way. That is the funniest take I've ever heard, that you think that your life won't change, but your wife's is just going to be totally just different.
Because
she
works so much.
You don't think you're going to like have to watch the kid? You work
I'm
4 hours a day.
I'm very laissez-faire. You know?
He actually already has a plan to like have like an overnight nanny come and
my
stay.
Mom, so that dude, it's like, I'll get a generational suite. My mom will move in.
Yeah, there you go.
What up, Mom?
Please leave a message.
She'd be happy to. Mm-hmm.
Hey, so this one is kind of heavy. I need some help. I need to have a talk with my dog about how he's adopted. He's lived his whole life thinking I'm his real dad. How do I approach this?
Message deleted.
Well, I mean, what's even more horrific is you have to tell them that you, like, snatched them from their mother.
Yeah,
like, you, like, picked them over all of their brothers and sisters and left his family behind.
I walked in with $200 and I ripped you away from everything that you would love.
$200? What is this, Craigslist puppy?
Yeah, man.
That's not even a pound puppy anymore, man.
Yeah, you can't get a dog that cheap anymore.
You can't get a dog, for seriously. Like, not even like a mutt, really. Yeah,
even if you're adopting, I think it's way more than that at this point.
The only ones you get for free these days are the ones that, like, you can't bring around people or children or cats or anything other than you. And, like, even then, you're scared of it.
Oh, really? Dang.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Why hasn't anyone made a porn musical yet? As a fan of both, I think that could be a real moneymaker.
Message
deleted. Those exist. You're just not looking hard.
Do they really?
Yes.
Somebody singing?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
No kidding.
Dude, they used to make those all the time in the 80s.
They did?
I had a VHS of Babes in Toyland that was a porno version of it.
That is hilarious.
And it was a musical.
Would they actually sing while getting it on?
Not while they were getting it on, but like leading up to it. There were some dance numbers.
You are so right. They used to do like porno
they
renditions
were all parodies.
Of movies.
They used to be, all pornos used to be based around parodies of other movies.
And on Skinamax back in the day, Lord of the G-Strings used to come on.
Lord of the G-Strings.
Like, I remember being like, what in the world? They need to bring that back. 2023.
Is that one of the ones that you racked up on your mom's DirecTV bill?
No, that was free. Skinamax was free.
Audrey, wow. I think they still have that on Cinemax at night.
Does Cinemax still exist?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But there's nothing good on it. I mean, there's really.
I've never heard of like, Pornhub
that,
exists.
What
are you
show,
waiting around for?
There was that like kind of army show that had the heavy as a theme song, like Strike Back or something. It was on Cinemax that was kind of decent, but that was the only show I've ever watched on Cinemax besides the Xena Warrior Princess porno, the Spartacus.
Yeah, now that you mention it, there's never been a show on Cinemax where I've been like, hey, that's a show I need to go seek out. They're just a softcore porn channel.
Yeah. And what's even the worst part is whenever you're, so my parents had DirecTV, obviously I ran up that bill whenever I was young, had no clue what that even was. It was like accidentally bought $700 worth of porn on DirecTV.
Oops.
And, but you know, the porn's like right by the movie
the
channels.
Movies, yes.
So whenever you're around with your family and you like scroll a little too far, it's all of a sudden like Grandma Butts Drive Me Nuts 2000.
It's crazy. You're like, oh, Paddington Bear 2 or Horny Lesbian Grandmothers. You're like, what?
This is David Mahoney.
So Mahoney has a skill, and he has become rather good at Photoshop. And the reason that I know that he has become rather good at Photoshop is because not that long ago we took some new show pictures, and he very effectively removed my double chin.
And my own, too.
Yeah,
actually, mine was better because I see, you are new to the double chin world. Me, I was born into it. I was bred in the darkness of double chins.
Yes.
And I have a beard that helps. So, you know, I've gotten pretty good at making us look good, especially, you know, and I'm not... I don't have any ethical dilemmas about making us look better for promotional photos.
No, no problem.
Because, again, this is what they're trying to sell us as. And, you know, they're going to use these photos for years and years and years.
Much like many things in life, I don't like it when other people do it because I feel it's dishonest. But when it's me, it's fine.
But I don't do too bad. It's just, you know, it's certain angles. And there were pictures of us, you know, but trying to get three or four people together when you're taking photos who all look great in a photo at once is hard to do.
But when you told me that you had taken your newfound Photoshop skills and were using them in a different way, I was a little surprised.
So I've got a friend who hit me up, and they went on a family vacation, and they brought one of their like friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't get any photos
together
without the friend who was there. So they have all these like family photos of them and the kids, and they're really good. And my friend, you know, and she looks phenomenal. Like these are like, I was like, I actually hit her up before she asked me about this. I'm like, you look great in these, you know, when they went to Disney World. I'm like, you guys look great. You know, the family looks super photogenic. You look great. And then she ends up hitting me up. She's like, hey, can you Photoshop out so-and-so?
Was it an ex? Was it a friend? Was it?
It was just like a family friend who was there, but they took all the photos with
together.
Them.
Oh, man, that's a rookie mistake.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if the person wants to be in the photos, like, do you be like, hey, why don't you, take it?
Well, yeah, or you just the family.
They were a little bit younger, so it's like, you know, so they might not have the wherewithal. Like, I mean, I know you know, Dave, and I know when it comes to photography, especially, like, when you're doing, like, family photos like that, like, to get a moment where all the kids are dressed up, everybody's looking good, we're at a thing.
Yep.
You know, you know to like step out, you know?
Yep.
And you know, that we know we've been trained enough to do that. So she asked me to Photoshop these photos, and I do, and do a pretty good job that like she's not there. But is that kind of, do you feel like that's kind of weird?
Yes.
But I mean, you paid all this money. And it's not like they go on trips every year, you know. It's just like all of us. They go on like one family vacation every couple of years.
I feel like that's their fault for taking the photo and paying for it whenever that person was there. Why would you do that?
But it's so rude. Like, I understand the awkwardness of like, hey, can we just do family? And that's just an awkward conversation to have with somebody.
No, not if you present it where it's like, hey, we'll do one with everyone and then one with just the family. I don't think there's any harm in that.
I agree,
but like, you can't post those pictures with them Photoshopped out, can you?
No, that's why I'm saying it's odd.
My Photoshop's legit, though. I mean, again, I can make my double chin disappear. I can make a person disappear.
Mahoney is a photo assassin.
That's right. I don't know. It's just, feel bad if you saw a photo of you posted online that you were Photoshopped out of?
Yes.
Yes. Do you not remember?
Really?
Do you not remember my evil grandmother cropping out of every Christmas photo?
She didn't Photoshop you out.
It's
you
the
just
same
got cropped
thing. This
out.
Is the happiest place on earth. And
no,
she
these
was
photos
just
are still
non-existent.
Framed nicely.
Now, Audrey is much worse because like her arm is still in the shot.
Like my fingers are there. Like, I'm there. They're like, just kidding.
I got to teach your grandma how to use the auto heal function.
That's right.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
It goes to your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen all at the same time.
They're everywhere.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the one more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.